Good morning to you, Art. Mike calling from Galloway Township, New Jersey, listening to you on 77 WABC out of New York.
My old hometown station. Yes.
I got a weird story. I'm a police officer first. Let me blow my siren for you.
Oh.
That'll keep all the drunks off the road.
My God, you did.
Galloway Township is kind of a rural area. We're on the outside of Atlantic City.
Yes.
And we were dispatched. This is going back in October, and I've been trying to call you. I'm glad I got through. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Jersey Devil. It's like an old wives' tale.
Oh, I absolutely have, yes.
I've never encountered it myself, but back in October, early part of the month, around midnight, we got dispatched to a motor vehicle accident on Route 9, which kind of connects to Garden State Parkway, and it's kind of like a loop around to Atlantic City.
Yes, sir.
And we get out there, and the car is in the middle of the road. It's a Nissan Altima, and it's got significant front-end damage. The driver's kind of dazed, him and his wife, they're in Atlantic City, and they thought they had hit a deer, but the damage to the car is not conducive with a deer. Me and the other officer that responded, we looked, we could not find a deer, and while we're there, and I'm a cop for like 23 years, I just got the foreboding that like I'm being watched,
right?
And I could swear that I heard like a grunting noise.
Yeah.
But the damage to the car was significant. We towed it away. It went on a flatbed.
Well, was it in your estimation like it had hit something biological?
It like it hit
human?
A pole, like a fixed object.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if a car hits a deer, you normally see, like, deer fur on the car, and maybe it rolls up and over the hood or cracks the quarter panel or something like this.
Sure.
But this looked like it went right into a pole, and the guy said, you know, he didn't see anything. He just remembers hitting something.
Mm-hmm.
And the two odd things... he was going north on Route 9, but yet the car was almost facing the southbound as if it, like, pivoted around whatever it hit.
Huh.
And the next day, the officer and I that investigated, we went out in the earlier part of the shift before the sun was set, and we searched the area. We couldn't find anything, but I swear, as we checked the sides of the road, like the tree line off of Route 9 going into the tree line, I swear it looked almost like ostrich hoof prints. I mean, we're looking at them and go, this is too big. This is not a deer print, and it's not a man's print. It's like an ostrich, and that's not indicative to this area of South Jersey. So, you know, we started talking back at the station that this might have been the Jersey Devil. We never saw anything. But
wait a minute. You actually told the station you thought it might be the Jersey Devil? Now, they must have gotten a kick out of that.
Yeah, when we were spitballing back in headquarters, you know, later, we're like, what did this guy hit? He didn't hit a deer.
No, obviously. Now, let me slow you down a little bit and so that I understand. The way I'm listening to what you're saying, it going down a highway, there couldn't be a tree. So whatever it was that was hit had to be so stationary that it would just
cause it. Large, you know, he was just there in the road. Yeah, he was right in the road. It's a clear stretch. Speed limit's 50 miles an hour. It's one lane in each direction. It's a two-lane road. It's not lit because it's kind of rural. It's like a cut around the parkway. And whatever he hit significant enough to pivot the car around.
How fast do you figure the car was going?
We didn't quiz him. We didn't have – there was slight skid marks. I would probably say he was doing 50, 45, 50. You know, we didn't do a workup. There was no fatality.
Whatever was hit should have been real dead.
Oh, yeah. If it was a deer, yeah, that's why we went back the next day. If he hit something, it would have been thrown – to the side of the road. There would have been enough trees to stop it from going too far into the wood line, but we didn't see anything except those, like, ostrich-sized footprints, and we didn't follow it into the Pine Barrens, but I'm just like, it was too strange.
So you reported it as possibly the Jersey Devil. Have you heard the end of this yet?
Well, this was back in October. There was no follow-up. You know, I never heard from insurance companies or whatever, but...
I see. You know. No, I meant your fellow officers. I mean, that would have gotten there. Certainly would have...
Well, I tell you, when we drive down that stretch road, everybody always says, you know, we're going a little slower, shining the spotlights, because it's just, and you're out in the middle of nowhere. But I said that night, as we're hooking up the car, taking it away, I'm getting a sense, you know, that something's watching me. You know, you just get that sixth sense as a cop that you're not alone out here, and I'm just like, this was too strange, because I couldn't figure out what he hit.
Well,
you know, if there was a deer, it would have been there.
Yeah, no, I've got it. All right, officer, thank you very much. There's a book about odd happenings in Jersey, and I'm trying to think of Weird New Jersey or something like that. We keep it down at the radio station, and I just sit and glance through it every now and then. There are, believe it or not, a lot of weird things that go on in New Jersey. So the Jersey Devil or something, what do you suppose was, whatever it was, those must have been some legs. That's all I can say.